This is the Soundcheck Podcast from WNYC, made on Varick Street. Her skin like butter shea, dressed like queen of the 18th century,
piercing eyes like diamonds. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. A few years ago, the singer and songwriter Liv Warfield was considering leaving the music world, but then she got the call from Prince. Since then, she's been singing with Prince's legendary backing band, the New Power Generation, and when she started working on her latest album, Prince signed on as executive producer. The album is called The Unexpected. And Liv Warfield is here in our Soundcheck studio, along with guitarist Ryan Waters, to play some music from that album. This first song is called Catch Me If You Can. It's Liv Warfield live on Soundcheck.
Catch me if you can. I'm out of here. We in love, please don't stop us now. We out of here. Oh, what's the plan? What we gonna do? Save the world, honey. Let's get them parachutes gone. Got $30 to our names. We'll survive. Mama taught me well. To find, don't you know that love is living here? Love, just you and I create the fantasy. Don't need no map, honey. Go see the galaxies and fly. I say goodbye to my past lovers. Moving on, got somebody who can stand the rain. Catch me if you can. I'm out of here. We in love. Please don't stop us now. We out of here. Catch me if you can. I'm out of here. We in love. Please don't stop us now. Catch me, baby. Catch me, baby. Oh, we in love. Please don't stop me now.
Liv Warfield, live on Soundcheck, and a song called Catch Me If You Can, which she wrote for her album called The Unexpected. And we also heard Ryan Waters accompanying on guitar. And that, a very stripped-down version of a song, Liv, that both on the album and in your recent live performances has just been kind of gangbusters. First of all, thank you for dialing it down and using your indoor voice.
Well, thank you for having me here. That now, is the indoor voice for sure.
Yeah. I mean, but you know, when you're out there on stage with the New Power Generation, there's up like 10 or 11 horn players in that band, right?
Yeah, it's quite amazing. I mean, like all of them are amazing in their own right, but just the energy surrounded by all of that energy is quite crazy.
And then amazing. You've got to be heard over all that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's where the other part of the vocal spectrum comes in. Now, you know, you have sung with Prince and the New Power Generation, you know, in the band for a number of years now. What's it like suddenly being out of the band and in front of those same people?
It's actually a beautiful experience. Like, I've learned so much from him as being he's such an amazing mentor, you know. I've learned the writing and arranging and definitely the performing. I mean, being on stage with him, his light is so huge, and you can't help but to like attach onto that. You know, he's just amazing. And so he's just kind of taught me to take chances and be fearless with it. Definitely.
It's interesting that you mentioned the performance part of it, because, of course, you know, when Prince puts on a show, it's a show.
It's
not just singing. There's dancing and choreography.
Yeah.
And you seem to have adopted a lot of those kind of moves, you know, when you're – I mean, we've seen you doing all the late-night talk shows,
yeah.
Letterman and Fallon and Arsenio. And
yeah.
everybody's got choreography and
yeah.
there's, you know
yeah. –
You're grabbing a $20 bill out of somebody's hand.
Yes, BK.
So, I mean, do you have that in your background, dancing, choreography, that sort of thing?
See, I was a gymnast first for 14, 15 years. Like, I thought I was going to Olympics. But some of that may have, you know, I definitely, there's a little bit influence of that in there.
Yeah.
But I think really Prince helped us step it up. Like, he really kind of shined a light on the performance aspect, because I wanted it to be, of course, we wanted to be about the live music, but to also, you know, let's try to paint this picture visually of what the lyrics mean to this. So it's kind of a really cool thing to watch. A
couple of things about gymnastics, though. Stamina. So
yeah.
you've got the wind.
Yeah.
You can get
yes,
through.
Absolutely.
The other thing is, we think of gymnasts as like, you know, 4'10" or
oh,
so.
Oh, yeah.
Is
yeah.
that why you had to give it up when you started to grow?
No,
and,
no? I did not have to. I started to get hurt a lot. Well, I got hurt one time and I was like, this is it for me. I was actually quite good. I trained with Bella Caroli. Like,
wow.
It was serious. And then after that, I
Bella
was
Caroli,
like...
Bella Caroli, who, you know, from Romania.
Oh, yeah, in Houston. I was in Texas. And then I started to run track, and I went on to the next athletic thing for me. And I was a heptathlete for years. And then singing, though, was something I kept hidden from everybody. So I knew I could sing with all of that, all of this stuff going around athletics, but I really wanted to sing. I really wanted to be a performer, and I kept it hidden. And then when I went to Portland State on a track scholarship, I was like, let's try this singing thing. I'm away from home. Let's do it, you know?
Yeah.
So it was quite an amazing journey. Like, Portland really embraced that part of me and that side, and they really showed me a lot.
Is that why your first album was called Embrace Me?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And then at some point, you know, there comes this moment where it just doesn't seem to be happening the way you want. And out of nowhere, this purple figure, like, descends from the sky. And how did you meet Prince?
Well, he was looking for a singer at the time. And a friend of mine, he had said, well, you know, you have your YouTube video out there that you did in Portland, and I did Gimme Shelter. And I was like, yeah, right. I'm not, you know, if you send it, don't tell me, because I know that's like,
yeah,
it's never going to happen. And then like 3 or 4 months later, I got a call for me to come to Paisley, and
which is Prince's studio. Yeah,
crazy. I tell people the first experience, I relate that to like a Spike Lee movie, kind of walking down the hall. Everything is moving but me. It's really quite crazy. I think about it now, because I had to remove myself as like a fan. Like, I can't believe I'm here at Paisley Park. So,
Liv Warfield is with us on Soundcheck today. Her album is called The Unexpected. Prince executive produced it, wrote one or two songs?
Two
songs?
He wrote The Unexpected, and we co-wrote Your Show on the album.
Okay.
Yep.
We're speaking with Liv Warfield. She's singing live here in the Soundcheck studio. And for our session today, it's just Ryan Waters accompanying on guitar. But you can watch Liv on The Letterman Show and on Fallon and on Arsenio. All of those videos are circulating on YouTube with the new Power Generation. They are incredible performances. Let's hear one right now, a stripped-down set from Liv Warfield with a song called Why Do You Lie?
Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. It goes like this. Why'd you tell me you were with her last night? Why? Maybe you should have been here with
see you tripping when I bought you them Jordans last week. Why? I said I caught you now. You thought you'd be living this double life. Well, been touching this sweet thing all last night. Oh, yeah. Say, why do you lie? Why do you lie? Oh, why do you lie?
Liv Warfield, live on Soundcheck with Why Do You Lie? A big, big old version of that appears on her album The Unexpected with the New Power Generation. That album is out now. The title track, The Unexpected, was written for Liv Warfield by Prince. And here's a live version of that with Ryan Waters on guitar. It's Liv Warfield, live on Soundcheck.
You can call it, call it, call it.
let me get myself together, baby. I'm never really this out of control. See, I'm so much better. Yes. I see something about the world in me. It's never tame. I think we're both alike. And this is how we became. Like a bee to some honey.
Man, that is nice. Liv Warfield, live on Soundcheck, and the title track from her album, The Unexpected, song written for her by Prince, sung by Liv Warfield, live here in the Soundcheck studio, Ryan Waters on guitar. The Unexpected is out now. And so Prince finds you through a YouTube video, and recently Cyndi Lauper has said via Twitter that crazy. She wants to work with.
That's you. Crazy.
So all this stuff is happening. It's like,
oh,
do people not call each other up anymore? It's like everything's done.
It's
remotely.
Oh man, it's quite amazing. Like I'm thankful to her. You know, we got to see Kinky Boots, which was on Broadway. Thank you for her for letting us see that. Like it's just been a beautiful journey. Like I'm loving the steps. I'm loving. Just the artistry of it, just being the artist and going through it, you know. And, you know, I was a part of the whole process of recording this album, writing the songs,
right.
Ryan, writing Blackbird on the album. It's been a very much a collective effort with the band.
Yeah.
So I'm super thankful for that.
Has Paul McCartney said anything about
it? Not yet.
Because the song Blackbird begins with the memorable line that
yes,
Paul McCartney got it wrong.
Yes, it does. It does.
A little cheeky thing to say there, but it's your record.
It's powerful. It's very powerful.
So the album's called The Unexpected. It is out now.
Yes.
And Liv Warfield, it has been an unexpected pleasure to have you and Ryan performing so ably. Just the two of you here in the studio. It sounded great.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
If you enjoyed this in-studio performance, join us nearly every weekday at 2 p.m. Eastern to listen in as we record a session for an upcoming episode of the show. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook to get updates on each day's guest. Then stream the session live at 2 p.m. Eastern on soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you back here next time.